Okay, today's Daf Yud Aleph. We're on Daf Yud Aleph on the third line, and today we'll learn for a safe return for Yaakov Naftali ben Rachel Devorah, Gilad Michal ben Bat Galim, and Ayal ben Iris Teshura. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, Kol Hamariv Atzmo B'shnei Ra'avon, whoever starves himself during a famine, Nitzal Mimisa Mishuna, he will be saved from a Misa Mishuna, from a strange death. How much do you have to eat to starve yourself? What's that called? So the Ben Yehu says it's one quarter of whatever you eat. One quarter. Because rova is reva, is a quarter. So whatever you eat, you cut that by three quarters. That's what it means. So you'll be saved from a Misa Mishuna. Right? Yeah, the Ben Yehu explained on a Kabbalistic level that the whole world is made up of four elements, right? Earth, fire, air. Earth, fire, water, and air. A human being, and everything you eat, each quarter of that goes to one of those four elements. The only element that you really can't be without, which is a human being, is earth. The other three can exist without you. Earth cannot. Why is that true? I don't know. But earth cannot. So therefore, you have to at least eat a quarter. You have to sustain the earth in you. Okay.
Are you giving us practical advice or saying...
No. I think it's hashkafic advice.
I don't know what you just said.
Shenemar, like it says, Rav Padecha B'mavet. May Rav be boiled. It should say, Me Rav, right? Elohi Kamar. No, B'schar Shemariv Atmo B'shnei Ra'avon. And the schar that you Marv Atmo, you hungered, you starved yourself during a famine, Nisal Mimisa Mishuna. You'll be saved from a Misa Mishuna. What's a Misa Mishuna? It says Rashi something startling. Meis Becherev Barav, you die with a sword, or you die with a hunger. V'kal Misa She'ena Bidei Malach HaMaves, any Misa that's not done with the Malach HaMaves, K'derech Kol Adam Al Mitasa, like every person on their bed. That's called a Misa Mishuna. It's fascinating, Rashi, very interesting. Amar of Shlakish, it's a very hard.
Is it chupa or what?
Right, I don't know.
During a hunger.
I don't know. During a famine. Yeah.
What choice do you have? There's no food.
Right. Maybe you have. Now we say Amar Rish Lakish. Asur la'adam l'shamash mitasa b'shnei ravon. You're not allowed to have relations during a famine. Shnemar, like it says, Ulu Yosef yulad shnei banim. Yosef had two children. B'terem tavo shnas harav. Before the famine came. Why? Why does the pasuk say that? Because during a famine you can't. Ask Tosfos on top. One second. Vim Tomar. Hari Yocheved Nolda Ben Achomos. Yocheved was born on the entranceway into Mitzrayim. So that means she was conceived 9 months before that. That was during the famine. How could that be? Right? V'osa ha'eis rav haya. That was a famine. What? V'al kein shim shemitoseim b'shnei ravon. So Levi, Yocheved's father, did have relations with his wife during a famine, right? So how do you, Moshe's not supposed to. You like that question?
No.
Tosa's question. Tosa's answer.
You don't like Tosa's answer.
V'yesh lomar, no. The lekuli alma lo havi iser. It's not an iser. Ela misha roche lonog atzon b'chassidus. It's a minig chassidus. It's not an iser, not to have relations. It's a minig, good minig. V'yosef lo shimesh. Yosef held from the minhag. Avoshar b'nei adam shimshu. Levi didn't hold from the minhag. Others give a different answer. They give an answer like this. What? Others give a different answer. They answer like this. The brothers, as we said yesterday, and we're going to see later today, they didn't have a famine. They had enough food. They act like they have a famine because no one should look at them.
Had more food.
But Yosef was in Mitzrayim. And Mitzrayim, there was a famine. So Yosef, the leader, couldn't do it. As a leader, he couldn't do it. He had to be with one of the people. Levi, what doesn't do with anybody. He's a person living here. Happens to have some food. So Yaakov says, don't show off you have food. I can't be with my wife. There's no reason to hold for the minute. Why would Levi not hold for the minute Chassidus? He's Levi after all. The answer is no reason to. Yosef had a reason. The reason was he lived in Mitzrayim. That's what others explain what's really going on here. Right. So there's no reason why Levi should be machmir like on that. Not to be with his wife. No reason for that. Yosef also had what to eat, but Yosef was in Mitzrayim. It was much different. It was a much. He was a king. It was much different. He couldn't do it. Okay. Tana. Tana. Chasuche banim. What does chasuche banim mean? Rashi says chasere banim. If someone doesn't have any children, right? Garcinan b'menachos l'bnei menorah mi chasichi kulehai. Right? It means shalom kaimu pruvu. Right? That's what Rashi says. So chasuche banim mishamshim mitei mishnei rovin. They're allowed to. They don't have any children. They're allowed to. They're allowed to hold from whole thing. Says tells us is the midas chasidus anyway. They don't have to. They don't have to hold from it. And the Rambam says the same thing. And the Mishnah Berurah says the same thing. You don't have any children. Where does Mishnah Berurah say that? It's one siman about being with your wife. Mishnah Berurah says if it's a shnasra avon, you should not. But if you don't have any children, you can. Now, others argue. It doesn't say shalom akayim pru uvu. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara uses a very funny lashon. Chasuchi bonim. What is that?
Girls.
What? Oh, so what if you have a boy, you don't have a girl? Says the Taz, arguing, no, you can't be with your wife. It only means someone mamash doesn't have any children. Mamash doesn't have any children. Your heart is, it's a different situation. Oh, you have two boys, but you're not mekayem the mitzvah yet. Like that, so that person should not, during a famine, should not be with his wife. Ah, yes, he doesn't have mekayem mitzvah pruvu. That's not what the Gemara said. Gemara doesn't say if you're not mekayem pruvu. The Gemara said you don't have any children at all. You don't have any children at all, you're in a different category. It's not a question of a mitzvah. It's a question of emotions. You don't have any children at all, you're in a different category. Right? You have this guy's four boys. So he I don't have a kind of buru yet. I'm still working on it. Now that person should not. That's a machloka. Some say he can. He's not a kind of buru. That's what Rashi said. Rashi said you're not a kind of buru. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, I hear. Interesting. Okay. Right, okay. Also has been usher. Right. Not the first time Tosas did that. Tana Rabbanan. Bitman she Yisrael Shurim Batar. When the Jewish people are in Tsar, Upi Resh Echad Mehem, and one person says, I'm not going to behave like this. This is terrible. A bunch of depressed people, right? And he says, I'm not gonna be entire. I'm gonna live it up. So the two malachim that accompany a person, what two malachim is that? That accompany a person. Says the Rambam, it's the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. They both come. They put their hands on his head. This guy is behaving different than the rest of the tzibur. Al yir benechama tzibur. He will not be zochet to see the nechama of the tzibur. Tani idach b'tzman sha tzibur shuyah b'tzar. When the tzibur is in tzar, al yomer adam elech lebeisi. I'm going to go v'ochel v'eshte v'shalom alecha nafshi. I'll live it up. V'mosekein aleva kasev omer v'nei sasan v'simcha horeg bakar v'shachut tzon ochel basar v'shitzos yayin ochel v'shasar. Right, we're famous wine. We're going to eat and drink. Himachar numos because tomorrow we die. Maksiv basrei v'nigla ba'azne Hashem tzivakos imichuper avon hazeh lochem ad temusan. That's Akami, that's Binim. That's all regular people. Aval, Midas Rashayim Maksiv, what does it say by Rashayim? Esu Ekha Yayin, Vinispa Ashekhar, Vaya Kazeh Yom Machar. Maksiv Basrei, Hatadik Avad, Vain Ish Sham Alev, Kim Ibn Nehara, Nesaf Hatadik. Right? In other words, bad things happen when you exempt yourself from the Tzaras of the Tzibor. Al Yitar Adam Ima Tzibor. Ella, rather, you talk about the men of Tibor. You should be with the Tibor. Shekei Matzinu Moshe Rabbeinu. We have five Moshe. Shetir Atmo Men Tibor. He was right. Shemar says Vayidei Moshe Kvedim. Moshe's hands are very heavy. Viku Evan Vayisim Mutachta Vayishav Oleha. Vechiloha Yom Lo Moshe Kar Achas Okesas Achas Leishavala. Didn't Moshe have a pillow? He could rest on a pillow. Asked the Duke of what kind of pillow? In the middle of a war, it brings a pillow to the war to the battlefield. What kind of thing is that? Right. The answer is, of course, there's no pillow. And by the way, the fact that you should be in tzar with a neighbor, you don't need a pasuk for that from a malik. You don't need a pasuk for that. It's common sense. You don't need a pasuk for that. The Gemara goes through a pasuk. It's not smachta. Moshe didn't have a pillow. Of course, he didn't have a pillow. It's pashut that when someone's in pain, you don't go live it up. So Moshe's going to go sit like a king, and the Bnei Israel are in the middle of a war. Of course not. It's just psukim to just reinforce it. Ella kacham Moshe, ho v'Yisrael shurim b'tzar, afani eyim achem b'tzar. Also, if the entire If you are in pain with others, zochev ro benechmas tzibur. You will be zochet to see the nechama. B'shema yomer adam mi meidbi. Who's going to know what I'm doing? Who's going to know how I'm behaving? Avnei beisos shel adam v'karetz beisos shel adam ha'idin bo. Your house. Everybody, your house, the walls of your house, the roof of your house. Shenemar, like it says, ki, it can say it about anything. And who knows what kind of person I am? Who knows about ki even makir tizak v'kafis me'etz ya'anene. Divir b'shila amri, shenem alachi asharas malavim lo to adam hey me'edin love. No, the Eitz HaTov and the Eitz HaHara will be the ones that are going to be me'ed on you. Shenemar, like it says, ki malach avitav alach. Rav Chidka omer, nishmasa shel adam haya me'ida alav. Your neshama will be made. Shneimar, mishu cheves chekecha shemar pischei picha. Yeah. Okay. Right. The Rashba says there are people that you can pull a fast one for the people. You can fool people. You can't fool your neshama. You can people think there's big tzaddikim out there. You can fool people. You can't fool your neshama. Right. V'yesh omrim evarim shel adam ha'idin bo. Your evarim will testify about you. Shneimar. Adam atem eden um Hashem. Right, so what are they arguing about? The spiritual will testify against you, or the physical will testify against you? Which one is it? It's machlokas. I don't think it's really machlokas. El emuna ve'ein ovel, el emuna kishem shenifroi min arishayim lo'olam haba, afilu al aveira kala she'osin, just like Hashem exacts punishment from a rasha, even for an aveira kala, kach nifroi min asidikim ba'olam hazeh, in the next world, so too in this world, kach, where am I? So this world you'll be exacted from a small avera that you did, a tzaddik did in this world. The Rasha gets it in the next world, the punishment, even for a small avera, and in this world the tzaddik gets punished even for a small avera. Right? The ain avel, but there's no injustice. Afil al mitzvah kala. Just like in the next world, you'll be rewarded even for a small mitzvah, a tzaddik. Sha'osin that you did. Kach mashlim in tzchar l'rishayim ba'olam hazeh. Afilo mitzvah kala sha'osin. Right? So too, a rasha will be rewarded in this world. Like you said, he gave $18. He'll get rewarded for that. 100% get rewarded for that in this world. Why in this world? Don't we believe that the next world is a better place? We never saw it and we don't know what it's about. But we believe it's better there. So why is Hashem doing that to a rasha? Why is he rewarding him in this world? He'll regret that later. He'll regret that. After 100 years, he'll regret that. Oh, I could have gone without that fancy car. Look what I'm not having. Right? We all believe that. It's hard to live that day to day because we do make mistakes, but that we will believe that ultimately. So why does Hashem do that? So the answer is, it's very simple. It's me, the kinetic mida. You get whatever you want. You want to live it up in this world? Hashem will give you in this world. A tzaddik waits for the next world? He'll get it in the next world. It's up to you. So Hashem's not shortchanging anybody. He's doing exactly what you want. You want it in this world? You get it in this world. Right? You want it in the next world? He'll get it there. It's up to you. Amazing part. Such an amazing part. Yeah. Right? It's not shortchanging. Oh, it's not fair. That's not a question of fair. It's what you want. You live your life, you want this? Hashem will give it to you. People do good things. No one's like, 100% evil. Everyone's got good points to them. They do good things every now and then. In this world, they get rewarded, no question. Okay.
Hashem will always help you along with what you want to do. He'll help you do the evil. You
want to
do good a little bit, then he'll help you.
Right. Do Josh, can we turn the air conditioner? Sadek v'yashar who? Yeah. Okay. Thank you. B'shas pitirasa shel adam lebeis olamo, kol ma'atzav niftarin or nif what? Oh, nifratin lefanov. All your deeds are played before you, right? They're specified. Comes from the word prat. V'omrim lo kach v'kach asisa v'makom ploni v'yom ploni. V'hu omar hein. He says yes. Right? You watch the movie of your life, and then you say, is that you? What are you going to say, no? Right? Yes, you have to say yes. Omer Melo, Chasim, I want you to sign that. Sign that movie, that's your sign those copyrights, that it's yours. Right? V'chosim. And he signed it. Shenamar, like it says, B'yad kol adam yichtom. Oh, not only that, El Hashem mitzmatzik alavet hadin. Hashem is matzik din. Nothing gets, there's no injustice at all. V'omar lahem yafa danti, yafa dantuni. And the person says, Hashem gave me what I deserved. It was all fair. L'kayim, mashenemar, l'man, titak, divarecha. Okay, now we get to a famous sugya. Difficult sugya. Amar Shmuel, kalayoshe v'tainis, nikra chote. Anyone who has excessive tainesim is called a sinner. Excessive tainesim, thank you. Excessive tainesim is called a sinner. Says the Rambam. That's only if you're having voluntary tainesim. Tainesim for a tshuva is okay. Which, okay. What does that mean? What does that mean, a voluntary tainess? What? This is the opinion of Shmuel. If you sit in a tainess, you're called a sinner. Right? Excessive tainessim, you're called a sinner. Savar ki haitana, titanya. Rabbi Elazar Hakfar Biribi Omer Ma Tamad Lomer V'Chipe Elav Masha Chet Al Nefesh. This is talking about a Nazir. V'Chipe Eizen Nefesh Chatazeh. What did he do wrong, a Nazir? What did he do? Why do you call him such a Chet? Why do you call him a Chet? What did he do wrong? He promised not to drink wine, and then he was in a room with a dead body. So what kind of Chet is that? Ela Shetir Atzom Minayayin. What happened? He didn't drink wine. He refrains from drinking wine. Valo, it's very kabochomer. Mazesh lo tzir atzmo elamina yayin nikrochote. And he called a sinner for that. Hashem gave you a world, but you're allowed to drink wine. Right? Hamatar atzmo mikol dover v'dover lachas kama v'kama. So certainly, if you don't eat anything, I'm fasting today. Certainly you're a chote. Right? Certainly you're a chote. Okay? Rashi says, why are you a chote? Because you're depriving yourself of this world. That's what Rashi says, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. The Meiri has a novel pshat. He says, you know why you're a chote? Because look how bad you were that you had to mamash take a fast. Because it's so bad, like I'm on a spiral downward. I gotta take a fast today. No eating today. Well, what caused you to do that? Because you're a chote. You like that one? What? Now. Why are you taking a fast? It's a stopgap measure. Why? What caused that? So let's see the Tosfos. Second Tosfos. I, Vikasha, don't read in Perkach Chovel. We say in Perkach Chovel, HaChovel Ba'atmo, somebody hurts himself. You want to do that to yourself? You want to cause pain to yourself? Rishai, you're allowed to. You're allowed. You want to do that? You're allowed to. Aval acherim shechavlu b'chayavim. You can't do it to someone else. You can't hurt someone else. You want to hurt yourself? You're allowed to. You're allowed to.
Like what?
I mean, like what? How about like fasting? Okay. I'm not going to eat for the next week. Are you? Is that mutter?
No.
Yes, it's mutter. Can you lock someone else up for a week and not feed them? No, you're not allowed to do that. Umefarish hasam. What does that mean? You hurt yourself? What does that mean? Amar Shmuel Yoshev B'Tainus. You don't eat. Alma, what do you see? Mashma Shmuel Dekama Yoshev B'Tainus. Lornik Rechote. Here he says you're a chote. There he says there's nothing wrong with it. Which one is it?
I'm not
that means you don't harm yourself. There's nothing. No harm will come to you if you don't eat today. It's uncomfortable. Not going to harm you. A week is a different story. One day, if somebody fasts Mondays and Thursdays, somebody fasts Mondays and Thursdays, like many people used to do before the war, certainly before World War I, many people did that. No harm came to them. They might have been a little bit weaker, maybe. They're fine. They live just as old as anybody else, right? Long lives. Not an issue. So one second, which one is it? Here he says, you're a chotek. There he says, it's okay. The Eish Lomar, the answer is, Devadei havichote. For sure you're a chote. Kida amrinan hacha. Mikal v'chomer mi nazir. Because it's a kal v'chomer. Ma nazir shalot tzir atzim elamana yayin. Avol mikal makom. Hamitzvah shehu oseh hatainis. Listen to this. Godol yoser min ha'aveiro mimashu mitzar nafsho. The benefit that you get from fasting outweighs this issue. Yes, you're a chote. 100%. Why? There's a kalvachomer from Nazir. But the benefit that you get outweighs this. This is a small avera, and the benefit is bigger.
What's the benefit?
What?
What's the benefit?
The benefit is that it's a way to be machnia yourself. Right? It's a path to tshuva. The mitzvah lundar, it's a mitzvah to do this. Kida amrinan, haroa sota bilkulkula, yazaratsim in a yayin. Don't we have that bark? If someone sees a sota, it should be a wake-up call, and you should become a nazir. If you become a nazir, you're depriving yourself of Hashem's creations. You're right. That's a small problem. And the benefit of being a nazir, outweighs that. That's a good answer. Right? What? It is a little bit of a chet. If someone fasts because of a tainus chalom on Shabbos, the kruin gzar dino, what happens? We break the gzar din for you. Right? And you have to pay back a tainus on Shabbos. In other words, maitakante, let's say if tainisa or tainisa, you have to fast again. In other words, not supposed to fast on Shabbos. Not supposed to. But if you do fast on Shabbos for a tainus chalom, the benefit of the tainus is your chalom gets canceled. Yet, you did a small aveira. What's that? You fasted on Shabbos. So how do you reconcile that? Fast again. So yeah, you see a sota b'kakula, you should become another. It's a bad thing. Okay, but it's outweighed by the good. So too over here. Yeah, you're not supposed to hurt yourself. You're right. Not supposed to. You're allowed to hurt yourself. You're right. But it's outweighed by the good. Whatever benefit you get from, he said, you're called a chote. Okay.
How much wine is the average person
in those days? In those days, it was totally different. They drink wine like you drink water. Rabbi Elazar Omer, no, you drink, you fast. Nikra kadosh, you're called a kadosh. Shenemar, kodesh yiyeh gadol parasar rosho. You're a kadosh. Umash zesh lo tir atzo elamidover echad. Nikra kadosh, a person doesn't drink wine. He's called a kadosh. So hamatzar atzam, we call davar alachas kama v'kama. So for sure, if you don't drink at all, you don't eat anything, you're called a kadosh, right? By the way, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rabbi Eliezer. If you fast, you're called a kadosh, right? Right. And by the way, Shulchan Aruch says that's only if you're the kind of consistency where you can, it won't be mafriya you, which is why people don't fast today. It fell out of disfavor. Why? Because if you fast and you can't keep up your same schedule, learning, being with your family, then you're losing traction, and therefore people don't do it today, right? Does that make sense? Ula Shmuel ha'ikri kadosh. What is Shmuel gonna say? At the end of the day, the pasuk says you're a kadosh. How can Shmuel say you're a chote? The Torah calls this guy a kadosh. He calls another a kadosh. How can you call him a chote? Hahu agid al perakot. Now that's on someone who doesn't cut his hair. That's a kadosh. Why is that such a kedusha? What's kedusha in that? Not cutting your hair. Why is that kadosh? I don't know. V'lo Rabbi Elazar hanikra chote. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, doesn't it say you're also a chote? Says by that also. Hahu disoyev nafshik. Now that's somebody who makes himself tummy. That's the chet. The chet is the tuma. Not eating. Umi Amar Rabbi Elazar Hachi. Did Rabbi Elazar really say that? Amar Rabbi Elazar. Lo'olam yamud adam atzmo ki'ilu kadosh shorui besoch me'av. A person should always behave as if there's kedusha in his belly. Shenamar bekirbecha kadosh v'lo avo be'ir. This kadosh, bekirbecha kadosh, in you is kedusha, but I'm not going into the city. What does that mean? Rashi says, ki'ilu kol me'av kadosh. Your whole insides are kadosh, but aser lahachishan, and I can't dispute you, so to speak. Dahachi mashma bekarbecha kadosh, klomar de aser lezanos. See, not a lot of fast. So how can you say on one hand you can fast, on one hand you can't fast? Lo kasha. Ha, when are you a kadosh? The matzi latzurei nafshi. When you can handle it. Ha, when should you not fast? The lo matzi latzurei nafshi. When you can't handle it. When you can't handle it. If what? If you can handle it, it's a nice thing. If you can't handle it, if it's going to make you miss the da'at, and it's going to make you miss your learning, and it's going to make you miss your avodas Hashem, then it doesn't pay. You're not gaining anything. Then don't do it. Rish Lakish Amar, Mikra Chassid. Not only are you called a kadosh, you're called a chassid if you fast. Shinema, like it says, Gomel Nafsho Ish Chesed Chassid Va'ocher She'ero. Yeah. Amar of Sheshis. Hi, Barbe Rav Yosin B'Tainisa. If you have a Talmud Chacham who sits in a Tainis, Lechel Kalbo L'Sheriusa. It's like feeding your food to the dog. Meaning, it's worth zero. Why? Because a Talmud Chacham who should be learning, and now is weaker because he's not eating. What is that? So that's what we're saying. What kind of thing is that? So in order for all the conditions to fit, that fasting is a good thing, it applies to very few people.
So we have all these families in common, we've been to this place there.
Yeah.
Who don't even, they're so immersed in their Torah, they don't even think about it unless someone comes and brings food to them. And they bring food to them because they don't eat so much all day, they eat like a little
Correct. So how many people are like that? How many people? How many people wake up on Yom Kippur and they're not thinking about food? I'm so awesome in Yom Kippur, I'm not even thinking. Nobody's like that. There are people like that. Nobody that we know thinks like that. No, they don't. I mean, maybe our yechidim out here that really, most of us are not. Especially mincha time, all you're thinking about. I can't wait till the fast to be over. Yes, and I'm davening, it's all true. But at the end of the day, it's not in your mind.
And maybe not.
Are there people tzaddikim out there that are not like that? Yes, the yechidah yechidah. What?
I would be not looking up so more people be on kippur without, because it's a mainstream thing.
I'm not saying they're not davening. I'm not saying they don't kavana. They're not thinking about food. I find it hard to believe.
No, but to say you can do it on a hot Tuesday because you're a mitzvah is a different story.
Correct. That's exactly. Saying for all that. By the way, that's why I believe. You ever hear stories about people before the war that would fast? Who do you hear them about? Women. You hear them always about women. My grandmother, I have a grandmother, the women did it. Because anyway, like someone said after the show yesterday, anyway there was no food. So to fast already, they're in the house, they're taking care of the family, so for them to fast much easier than a man. What?
It doesn't say
that in the Gemara.
I'm saying
it's a later invention.
But here we talk about
Titus. Although there is a Mishnah Pirkei Avos that says that.
Yes, exactly.
There is a Mishnah Pirkei Avos that says it should be very, very frugal. There is a Mishnah that says that. I always hear these stories about women. Oh, the old Bubba, she ate fasted every Monday and Thursday for 30 years. Why? Because it's easier for them. It was easier for them to do it. They had less of a schedule. What?
I've heard of them.
Yeah, right. No, I mean, you hear what I'm saying? I think there might be some truth to that. For the men to do it, you have so many conditions that have to fit.
Right.
For the women,
there's very few people that won't affect their learning at all.
Exactly. That's why. Oh, what are the women doing all day there? They said to Hillam.
Right.
So you can say to Hillam also. As it is, it wasn't that much to eat.
It affects everyone a little bit.
I don't know. It's just a theory I have. It was much more. It was easier for them to do it because they had less to give up. That's all. Not judging anybody. Just they had less to give up. It was easier for them. That's why you hear a lot of stories of women. You don't hear stories of men.
No, probably didn't eat anything.
What?
No, they probably didn't eat anything.
Yeah. They had nothing to eat. No, that was a separate thing. That was someone today after the show yesterday. There was so little to eat that the fast already wasn't even such a big deal. It wasn't even such a change in their schedule. It wasn't such a change in the diet. Anyway, there was nothing to eat. Okay. Where am I up to? Amar Rebbe Yirmiya Bar Abba. Ein Tainus Tzibur B'Bavel. Ela Tisha B'Av Bilvad. There's no Tainus Tzibur except for Tisha B'Av. Amar Rebbe Yirmiya Bar Abba. Amar Rish Lakish. Ein Talmud Chacham Rashai Leishiv B'Tainus. You're not allowed to sit in the Tainus. Mipnei, because Shemamai Melech HaShemayim. It reduces Melech HaShemayim. You can't, right? Okay. By the way, the Riyadh says, learning Torah is better than a fast. You have an hour, you have a day, you have a tzara, better to go to the yeshiva than to fast. The says the Mishnah Berurah, an unbelievable line. He says, I hear people that want to fast because they want to do tshuva. And I tell, I'll read it inside. V'ra'iti kasu b'sefer echad. I saw in one sefer, I believe it's the Radvaz who said it. Kisha Adam wrote the Lithnadev Tainus. Somebody wants to make a Tainus. Right? Why? Because things are not going well. They want to do tshuva. Tov Yoser, it's much better. She kavel Tainus men a Dibor. Take a Tainus Dibor. Don't speak. Who could do that? Who could do that? Easier not to eat than not to speak. Shemimashi yikab olav min achila. Better than not eating. Ki mimenu, if you do that, lo yihil lo, lo nezek, there won't be any harm. Lo begufo, not to your body. Lo b'neshmato, not to your neshama. No harm comes from that. No harm comes from that. Bo yachshloch al yedei teh, it will make you weaker. Well, see that? All the benefits. Well, nothing will happen to you. Uke ein teh kasav agro b'igarto, the gro says, shetzarech adam liyasar atmo, you should hold yourself back. Lo b'tayinitz v'zigufim, not in tayinitz and torturing yourself. Ki im b'resen piv, keep your mouth shut. Right? V'zeu tshuva, that's tshuva. It's an amazing verse from the Mishnah Brura, right? You can't do that. Not everyone can do that. It's very hard to do, at least. But learn. No, it's Mishnah Brura. Same person, but a different taper. What? Much harder to not eat than to do that. Much harder. But he's... But, what?
No, was he going top of a mountain somewhere?
Much harder. Correct. That's what we said. We agree with you. Yeah, we agree. It's easier not to eat. It's easier not to eat. By the way, I'll say something else. If you go to work, it's not possible. It's not even human. It's not possible. You're crazy. You can't even do it. When could you do it? Maybe on a Sunday when you don't go to work, you're home all day. It's possible. Much harder. What? If you're in yeshiva all day, it's possible. Maybe on a Shabbos, maybe on Yom Kippur.
You don't know, park and you sit there, you don't talk for yourself.
Right, right. Okay. Now, we said, Ochlin v'shosin m'shech ha-shecha. Right? Ochlin v'shosin m'shech ha-shecha. We said, if you have a fast, you're allowed to eat the night before. The fast only begins in the morning. Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Huna, Yachid Shekim olav tainis, a Yachid that keeps a tainis, Achal v'shasa kol laila. You can eat the whole night. Nothing wrong with that. Ulamachar hu mispal tefilas tainis. When you wake up in the morning, you go to shachris. You can say tefilas tainis. What's tefilas tainis? Says Rashi. Not Rashi. What is it? It's anenu. The tefil of anenu you can say in the morning. I ate the whole night. But the tainis only begins in the morning.
You don't say in the morning.
We're going to see why. We're going to see that in a minute. Why you don't? Right? You hear? Says Rashi. Someone says, I'm going to fast tomorrow. You can eat the whole night till dawn. Dawn comes, stop eating. Now you can go to shul and you can say tefillah tainus. Now, lon betaniso, I think this means as follows. If you leave over the tainus, enom espalos shel tainus, you don't dive in the tainus. In other words, I'm going to make Monday, I'm making a fast. Monday night, I'm davening Ma'ariv. I still haven't broken my fast. I'm still fasting. You don't say tefillah tainus in my Ma'ariv the night after the fast. Fast is over. I didn't eat yet, so what? Because you didn't get home yet. That's what I think this means.
We never say
it. I know. We never say it by night. We never say it by Shachris either. Right? You hear? That's what I think it means. If the time is dragged on, and for whatever reason, you still... I'm at a times on Monday. Now it's Monday night. I'm davening Ma'ariv Monday night. Do I take tefillah? I haven't eaten yet. No, you do not. Amar of Yosef, my kasavar of Huna. What's Rav Huna talking about? Eat my kasavar Rav Huna. Surely, Amos Adon L'shos. Doesn't he mean to say you don't have fasts for hours? I'm going to fast from 2 a.m. to 3 a.m. Big tonic if you say that, right? Oh, Dilma no Mitzanel shows. There's such a concept. It's tomorrow's daf, fasting for hours. The Mitzanel shows Amos Valentilus Tainus. And maybe if you fast for hours, you don't say Anenu. Amalek Nabaynola Olam Kesav Rav Huna Mitzanel shows. You can even fast such a thing. I'm not going to eat till noon, till Chatzos, till lunch. I'm going to skip breakfast. But Mitzanel shows Valentilus Tainus. And if you fast for that, you would say Tfilas Tainus. The Hashani Haka. What's different over here? The Ika shows the Leila, the Lo Kiba Lev Meikara. I never accepted that day as a fast. I never said I'm fasting Tuesday. I said Monday. Monday night is Tuesday. So I'm not fasting on Tuesday. So I don't say Tzvilas Tainus. That's all it means. If you look at the bottom, if you look at the Tosfos, the second to last line, obviously, the second to last line of the second Tosfos is not written by Tosfos, because it's stuck in here, Ubetur Orachayim, which lived 300 years after Tosfos, Ubetur Orachayim, Omar, Shales, Shaliach Tzibur. Now, we don't say Anenu by Shachris. Why not? Why don't we say Anenu by Shachris? What? What do you mean? You're fasting today. So the reason is, Tosfos says, the reason we don't say Anenu is because maybe you'll break your fast. And then you'll be a Shachron. Others argued on that. So right now I'm fasting. If at 3 p.m. I can't fast anymore and I break my fast, why does that mean I'm alive?
I'm just telling you that's why we hold you don't say an Anu by Shachris because it's a fear you're not going to finish the fast. But by Mincha Ready, so the hour to go you'll finish. So I understand, but that's the theory. Therefore, by Mincha Ready, what about the Shiach Tzibur? How can the Shiach Tzibur say an Anu? So this, I don't know whoever wrote this, says. Which is what we hold, because somebody in that room is going to finish the fast. Right, good chance somebody there might not be him, even the Sheikh. Somebody's going to finish, so he's representing the Tzibur. Somebody in the Tzibur is going to fast, right? One, at least one guy. You hope he's going to finish the fast.
It's a big discussion.
If he's not fasting, if he can get an aliyah. The big machlok is if he can get an aliyah.
We hold no.
There was a story once. What?
You never ask anybody.
There was once a whole story. I think it was with Akiva Eger. He was sick and he broke his fast, and they wanted to give him an aliyah. The whole discussion. It's a shiloh. The shiloh's bad. It's good. I don't forget an aliyah on a fast day if you're not fasting. It's a big shiloh. But by Shachris, most people are still fasting. The fear is they're not going to finish. So the Sheikh Tzibur says, somebody's going to finish, which makes a lot of sense, right? All right. You have another minute. Mar Ukva Ikla Leginzak. Mar Ukva went to the town of Ginzak. Boimine. So they asked him three questions. Number one, Mitzan L'shaos or Amitan L'shaos? Can you fast for hours or such a thing like that? Well, have a they didn't know. Kankanim Shal Nachrim. If you have a jug of a goy, right? Asurin or Mutarin? So the question is, do these jugs absorb the Yayin Nesech? And therefore, if you buy a jug from the goy and you put in your kosher wine, the absorbed in there will be non-kosher one. So is that a problem? It gets absorbed. Lo havid, he wasn't sure of the answer. Bama shimesh Moshe kol shivetz mei hamaluim. By the way, what did Moshe wear during the 7 days of the shivetz mei hamaluim? Did he wear big kahuna? Or not? He wasn't a kohen gadol, so what did he wear? Lo havid, he didn't know. Azal v'shal bei medrasha, he went to the yeshiva. Amrule, they told him like this. Really, such a thing as fasting, such a good concept. Umisbaun tefilat tainus, and if you do, you even say anenu. And vilchitz lakakam shel nachal achash nemar zachodesh mutarit. After 12 months, they're mutar. Why? In those days, after 12 months, any flavor was gone. So then, after 12 months, you could use their kalim. And b'meshimesh Moshe kol yizayin nemei hamiluim b'chal lutlavon. He wore some white tunic, right? White tunic. And Rakahana Matni Bakhalak Lovan Shainlo Imra Afrak. Bakhalak Lovan Shainlo Imra. It was white and it didn't have a hem. So nobody should accuse Moshe of putting money in the hem. Moshe Rabbeinu, of all people, they can accuse him of being a thief. He's stealing money from the temple treasury. So what? So the truth is, one thing I wanted to say, there's an interesting halachic issue based on this daf where we said that Tfilas Tainis starts in the morning. The night before, you're allowed to eat. And that's how we hold. So the question that was asked to Rav Moshe was, what about the 3 weeks? The 3 weeks, let's say Shiva Sibatama this year is on a Tuesday. So you're allowed to eat Monday night. No shaila about that. You're allowed to eat Monday night. Although on Tuesday, we'll see something different. Not about that, but about other things, about Shiva Sibatama. You're allowed to eat Monday night. Do the 3 weeks start on Monday night? Or is it just the eating doesn't start till Tuesday morning? What's the naskunina? Can you make a wedding Monday night? So it's a machlokes when the 3 weeks begin. It's a machlokes. Is it really the morning or is it the night before? But says Rav Moshe, going to a wedding on the 3 weeks is only a minhag. That doesn't say that anywhere. It's only a minhag. Say a minhag like this, even, I think in that case, they asked him, they already booked the hall, they were going to lose money to change it. They didn't realize when they booked it. Even the Rishonim that are machmir would agree, all right, it's just a minhag. So for a minhag, it would be, what? I didn't say that. No, it's a minhag not to make a wedding during the 3 weeks.
Yeah,
that's right. You move to say, okay, there's a minhag of avelus, you're not supposed to have simcha. Fine. That's not a din. It's not a din in the Gemara, it's a later minhag about wedding. The din in the Gemara is only Shavu Shechalba. Right? He says, no minhag, okay, so we all hold to this minhag, nobody goes to wedding. What about the night before? So Rav Moshe said it would be okay. Everyone argued on it. Most of the other postim argued on it. Said, absolutely not. So I don't think it's really common today. Every once in a blue moon you'll find such a thing. Pretty uncommon, because it's just a funny way to go into 3 weeks having a wedding the night before. It's totally in this machlokas. How does it work? It's totally in the issue of when does the 3 weeks begin. The fasting itself doesn't begin until the morning. What about the rest of the avelas? It's mashu from here. It's really only the avelas. Right? Only the eating we allow. We give a heter. You can eat the whole night. Everything else should start the night before. That's the issue that he discusses. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.